The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. We are celebrating Southern Soul and the Blues on A Bowl of Soul. And I just brought you Mr. Otis Spann from 1956 talking about I'm Leaving You. This is a classic, y'all. And Otis Spann was a great American blues pianist. And he was born March 21st, 1924, and he passed away on April 24th, 1970. And he is considered to be the leading post-war musician, post-war Chicago blues pianist. And we celebrate him on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we got something from Mr. Eddie Boyd talking about Hard Time Getting Started. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Laura Rain from Laura Rain and the Caesars, Detroit. You are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music with your host, Professor T. Love.
time getting started. I finally got one to go. Gee, I'm so happy when you see me, then you'll know. My woman used to abuse me. She used to treat me like a dog. Now she pets me like a baby. She said, I'm a all in all. I had a hard time getting started, but I finally got one to go. Oh, gee, I'm so happy. When you see me, then you will know.
A Bowl of Soul giving you another jumping blues number from Eddie Boyd, who hailed from Shelby. He hailed from Shelby, Mississippi, and he was born November 25th, 1914. He passed away at the age of 80 on July 13th, 1994. And he also was an American blues pianist, singer, and songwriter, and best known for his recordings in the early 1950s, including the number one R&B chart hit called Five Long Years. And what you're going to notice that a lot of these blues musicians, a lot of them hail from Mississippi. And also Mr. Otis Spann, he hailed from Jackson, Mississippi. Coming up next, one of my favorite blues singers, Mr. Little Milton, on the Chess record label from 1962, talking about I'll Be Satisfied. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Baby, don't you leave me, or don't you put me down. Please don't leave me, or don't you put me down. Please don't leave me, or don't you put me down. You know I need your good loving. Hey, yeah, to keep me satisfied. I hate to beg you, but what else can I do? I hate to beg you, what else can I do? You know I hate to beg you, but what else can I do? You know I need your good loving, hey, yeah, to keep me satisfied. One day you're gonna miss me, now you just wait and see. One day you're gonna miss me, now you just wait and see. One day you're gonna miss me, now you just wait and see. You know I need
baby.
Here he go. I love it. He hell. Ooh, I love that song. Satisfied, because he be screaming at the end of that song. And like I tell you, that's one of my favorite artists, Little Milton, giving you some of that rocking down home southern blues. You know, Little Milton, you know, better known as James Milton Campbell Jr., and he was an American blues singer and guitarist. And he had that number one R&B single, We're Gonna Make It. And his other songs include Baby, I Love You, Who's Cheating Who, and Grits Ain't Groceries, all around the world. You know, Little Milton was born September 7th, 1934, in Inverness, Mississippi. And he died August 4th, 2005, at the age of 70, in Memphis, Tennessee. His genre of music is electric blues, R&B, soul, and funk. And he was active from 1953 to 2005. And you know, he began his recording career at Sun Records before he relocated to St. Louis and co-founded Bobbin Records in 1958. We celebrate Little Milton. He was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1988. Coming up next, it's so hard for me to believe that this lady is no longer here. This lady had been singing since a child, and she sang gospel down home in Florida, in South Florida. This lady right here was a good singer, excellent singer, and she was a songwriter, and a lot of the young R&B singers and hip-hop artists love this woman right here, Miss Betty Wright. She had this song in 1968. I believe she was 14, 15 years old when she put out this record, Girls Can't Do What the Guys Do. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry. And if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Sometimes, but girls, you must not let it get you down. Just take this advice I give you, just like a mother. You try to match your guys to for two.
Don't try to do the thing
up in the gutter.
No, those girls,
you can't do what the guys do, no,
and still be a lady.
Right here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the late great Miss Betty Wright. We lost Betty Wright. She was 66 years old. We lost her on May 10th, 2020. And she was born December 21st, 1953. Her birth name was Bessie Regina Norris. And she had been singing, because she started out singing gospel from a little girl, but she was active from 1956 to 2020. She has influenced soul music, southern soul, funk, gospel, disco, hip hop, new jack. She has lent her talents all over the place, and she was a singer. She even worked with Gloria Estefan, you know, and she was known also for that big hit, Clean Up Woman, and Tonight Is the Night. If you notice the beginning of this song, Girls Can't Do What the Guys Do, you'll notice that that Beyonce used that in her song Upgrade You. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know what I'm saying? We love Miss Betty Wright. I love Miss Betty Wright. She is, I'm telling you, multi-talented black woman. And she also was prominent in her use of the whistle register, because she could whistle with her voice. That's how strong Betty Wright's voice was. We celebrate the legendary Miss Betty Wright right here on A Bowl of Soul, who hailed from Miami, Florida, South Miami, Florida. Coming up next, this lady had an impact on Southern Soul also, in R&B and pop music. She was born in Memphis, Tennessee, and she has Southern roots, because, you know, her mom, and her dad, that's where they lived initially, and they started out there. This woman worked with the Rick Hall Studios, where you had some of the best Southern soul, Southern musicians in Rick Hall Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. This was off the album called Aretha Now, talking about, I can't see myself leaving you. Listen to the piano licks in the beginning, because, you know, Aretha really is a trained pianist, meaning that she did not go to school for that. You know, and I feel that that was something her mother passed on, that musical gift to her. And I'm going to tell you, when you hear Aretha play the piano, you would think Aretha, she went to a classical piano school or whatever, or conservatory. But let me tell you, it was in her blood. It was in her soul. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, I can't see myself believing you. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Running around, this I know, yeah. I ought to pack my things and let you go, but baby, I don't know what to do. I can't see myself.
beautiful song by Aretha Franklin. This was off of her 13th studio album, Aretha Now, which was released on June 14th, 1968. This album hit number 3 on the Billboard album chart, and it was certified gold. It reached 1 million in U.S. sales. This song right here was number 3 on the R&B charts. You know, her recordings with Atlantic, at least her first 3 recordings were recorded at Muscle Shoals, in Muscle Shoals at the Rick Hall Studios, where you can hear that southern feel on her records. Even though this is an R&B song, you can still feel that southern feel on that song, and it's a beautiful song sung by Miss Aretha Franklin. Coming up next, another singer that to me, he can sing the blues. He can sing soul, the blues, southern soul, R&B, gospel. Mr. Johnny Taylor talking about I Got to Love Somebody's Baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
To love somebody's baby, 'cause somebody sure been loving mine, and everybody, yeah, around me knew it, but I was in the dark.
One of my favorite songs off of the Red Stamps album by Mr. Johnny Harrison Taylor, who was born May 5th, 1934, and he passed on May 31st, 2000. You know, Johnny Taylor would have been close to 90 years old, and he sang a variety of genres, rhythm and blues, soul and gospel, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when he started out, you know, he was a gospel singer. And, you know, he basically was one of the soul stirrers. You know, he became part of the gospel group, the Highway QCs, which included Sam Cooke at one time. And then, you know, they found that Taylor singing you know, then was strikingly almost close to Sam Cooke's style, and he was hired to take Sam Cooke's place in the gospel group, the Soul Stirrers, in 1957. You know, but like I said, Johnny Taylor has a long history, but he caught on fire when he moved to Stax Records in 1966 in Memphis, Tennessee, and he was dubbed the Philosopher of Soul. We celebrate Mr. Johnny Taylor right here on A Bowl of Soul. And you know what? If you're interested in creating content on the A Bowl of Soul radio network, especially those of you that have shows or talk show hosts, check out what we're offering. Calling all talk show hosts and content creators. Are you searching for the perfect platform to broadcast your voice to the world? Look no further than the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network. With us, you'll reach a vast and diverse audience, not only across the United States, but also overseas. Whether it's music or talk, we've got you covered. Choose from weekly or monthly broadcasts and one-hour time blocks tailored to your schedule. Ready to take your show to the next level? Email us today at abowlofsoul@gmail.com for unbeatable rates. The A Bowl of Soul Radio Network, where your voice finds its home. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
From 1971, from Overton Vertus Wright, O.V. Wright, born October 9th, 1939, and he passed away on November 16th, 1980. And he is a soul singer, American singer, who's generally regarded as a blues artist. And, you know, he hails from the Deep South. He's regarded as Southern Soul's most authoritative and individual artists. He had a song in 1964, That's How Strong My Love Is, which is a song that I came across from the Rolling Stones album. I believe it's called 6x6, which had their single Satisfaction. They sang that song because, you know, the Rolling Stones like blues. They love the blues. And that was one of the songs they had on their album. And You're Gonna Make Me Cry, 1965. Nucleus of Soul, 1968. A Nickel in a Nail, that's another one that I like, 1971. I Can't Take It, 1971. Of what you just heard, Ace of Spades. You know, he was born in Lanao, Shelby County, Tennessee, October 9th, 1939. And he passed away in Mobile, Alabama, November 16th, 1980. We celebrate Mr. O.V. Wright right here on the Bowl of Soul. Now, as a young child, you know, my father, he hails from South Carolina. And I remember going down, it was my first time flying on a plane. It was TWA at the time, and we flew down to my grandmother and my grandfather's house, you know, and I was able to experience as a child that my grandparents were farmers, for real. My grandfather had pigs, he had chickens, Lord, I must have lost my mind, because, you know, I was a city girl, born on these hard urban streets, but I'm going to tell you something, you all you got to do is reach back, and your roots in agriculture, right? So one of the songs that I heard that made an impression on me as a young child was this song right here. We're going to play again, Mr. Johnny Taylor. This is how I got introduced to Southern Soul. Right here on the Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Johnny Taylor with this hit, Who's Making Love? And this is a Bowl of Soul.
Give me now. Now, all you fellas, gather around me and let me give you some good advice. What I'm gonna ask you now, you better think about it twice. Why you lie, cheating on your woman, that is something you never even thought of. Now, tell me who's making love to your old lady.
That was a hit. That song left an impression on me. That song came out latter part of 1968, 1969. It was a stone cold hit for Johnny Taylor. Who's making love to your old lady while I was out making love? Oh my goodness, that is serious Southern soul music. Oh my goodness, the bass line is killer. Donald Duck Dunn from Booker T and the MGs laid down the bass line on that, and it is killer. We celebrate Mr. Johnny Taylor with that song, Who's Making Love. Coming up next, another favorite artist of mine, Mr. Joe Simon. He had this song talking about, a lot of people have done their version of this song, Your Time to Cry. I want you to hear how Mr. Joe Simon is laying it down. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I gave you all of my love, but you treated me like a fool. I gave up the right for the wrong, trying to get along with you. When I wanted to hold you close, you were always too tired, or you had some place to go. Now listen to me, honey, I'm walking out the door, telling you goodbye. I can't take it no more, it's your time to cry. Because of our kids, but you just wouldn't do right. You'd leave home early in the morning, I wouldn't see you till late, late at night. Baby, although I still love you, I'm afraid this is the end. I can't afford to make that same mistake again. Now listen to me, honey, I'm walking out the door, telling you goodbye. I can't take it no more, it's your time to cry. Oh, it's your time to cry. It's all over. Kissed you for the last time, baby. It's all over. It's all over. I'm walking out of your life. Stand and hear the telephone ring. Oh,
that song is deep. What I didn't know is Joe Simon wrote this song, Your Time to Cry. You know who sings a killer version of this song? Betty LaVette. Oh my God, she put her whole foot in that song, Your Time to Cry. That's a deep song. That is a very, 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 very deep song. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is sweet. You know, Joe Simon is from Simmonsport, Louisiana. He was born September 7th, 1936. He passed away like 2 years ago at the age of 85, December 13th, 2021. And, you know, he was a very popular singer, you know. And, you know, he did soundtracks. You know what I'm saying? He did sound. He did The Choking Kind, which was another powerful song. The Power of Love. That's my other song. That I think he had help with Gamble and Huff to do that. Get down, get on the floor. Gamble and Huff had helped him with a couple of records, and he is, you know, like I said, he, if he's not in the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame, he should be there, because he was a businessman also. He was also co-owner of Spring Records as well, that same label that Millie Jackson was on. We celebrate Mr. Joe Simon. This song is killing. I didn't know he wrote this song, Your Time to Cry. Coming up on A Bowl of Soul, another one of my favorite R&B singers, Southern Soul, blues singer, Miss Ann Peebles. And she was on the High Records label, which was the same label that Al Green was on. Right here with this single, I Can't Stand the Rain. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I can't stand the rain.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
Now, you can't tell me that's still not fire. That song is still fire. I Can't Stand the Rain. You know, Tina Turner did her version of it. You know, this song was very popular that she wrote with her husband, Don Bryant, and radio broadcaster Bernie Miller. She has some soulful, southern soulful sides. I'm going to tear your playhouse down. And she was inducted into the Memphis Music Hall of Fame in 2014. She is 76 years old. She's a blues, R&B, Memphis soul singer. We celebrate Miss Ann Peebles on fire. I remember watching, you know, back in the days, you know, you had some local dance shows and, you know, that would celebrate black music, but even before Soul Train. And they had her on. And she was singing that song. I said, oh my God, this, I love this song. I Can't Stand the Rain. Love it. Coming up next, we are celebrating Mr. Don Covey. Don Covey, wrote Chain of Fools, you know, and Aretha Franklin, she sang the mess out of that song, which was written by Mr. Don Covey. And he also wrote this song, Have Mercy. Have mercy, baby, have mercy on me. And, you know, I heard that song, didn't know it was written by Don Covey, because, like I said, the Rolling Stones sang a lot of black artist music in the beginning. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, Mr. Don Covey talking about, I was checking out, but she was checking in. Woo, that's deep. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You are listening to a bowl of soul.
I just got finished giving the hotel manager back the room key and paid my bill. I was outside in the car in the shadows of the parking lot, telling the woman I was with how happy she made me, kissing and hugging. And all of a sudden another car pulled up on the parking lot, but I couldn't believe my eyes, because the woman that was sitting in the front seat beside another dude turned out to be my old lady. Lord, I was checking out, and she was checking in. Yeah. Let me tell you, people, I was checking out, and my old lady was checking in. Oh Lord, my other woman, and she was with a boyfriend. She waited outside, y'all, in the car, while he went in, yeah, to rent the room. I wanted to say something to her, but there was nothing I could say, 'cause the woman I was with, yes, she was married to Lord. I was checking out, and she was checking in. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yo, I saw another man took my old lady.
Oh, my baby.
Let me tell you, in the hideaway motorway. I was with my other woman. And she was with her boyfriend. Was supposed to be at home minding the kids, the both of us have been untrue. Guess I'll have to go on being blind. I can't reveal her guilt. I was checking out, and she was checking in. Yeah. Let me tell you, what hurt me so bad, y'all.
It hurt me so bad.
The man gave in the same room I had. Yes.
Giving you some blues. I was checking out, and she was checking in. That was from Don Covey, Donald James Randolph. That song was from 1973. He was born March 24th, 1936, and he passed away on January 31st, 2015. And you know, like I said, he wrote Mercy Mercy, which was 1964, the song that I sang. And Seesaw, which Aretha Franklin sang, he did that song in 1965, but she did it on her album, I believe it's Aretha Now, and It's Better to Have and Don't Need, 1974. But he wrote a Grammy Award winning song for Aretha Franklin called Chain of Fools. He received the Pioneer Award from the Rhythm and Blues Foundation in 1994. We celebrate Don Covey right here on the Bowl of Soul. So I'm going to bring you forward. We're going to play some new Southern Soul right here on the Bowl of Soul. We're going to give it to you with Toya talking about Do It Like This. And this is a Bowl of Soul. From Toya, talking about Toya Jones, Do It Like This. That's her album. New for 2023. You can get that on Apple Music, Pandora, YouTube Music, and iHeart. Support Miss Toya Jones. And I'm going to leave you with some new music from TK Soul, talking about There It Is. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
There it is. They were both in their birthday suits. There it was. My best friend and my baby too. Heard another rumor. Something was going down. It was all about my baby, but I didn't know it had to tie.
they didn't wanna have to tell me that my woman was fooling around. But they didn't have to tell me, I saw them with my own damn eyes.
There it is.
They were both in their birthday suits.
Everyone,
my best friend and my baby too.
There it is.
I came home a little early from work.
Everyone,
opened my door, got my feelings hurt. Don't know how I feel now. Gotta try to figure this out. In this relationship, we sure can't work this out. Somebody could have told me them two fools were fooling around, but they chose not to tell me. I had to see it with my own damn eyes.
There it is.
They were both in their birthday suits.
There it was.
My best friend and my baby too.
There it is.
I came home a little early from work.
There it was.
Opened my door, got my feelings hurt.
There it is.
They were both in their birthday suit.
There it was.
My best friend and my baby. Guess I came home too early from work.
Everyone
opened my door and got my feelings, hurt.
I hope you enjoyed that single, There It Is, right? From TK Soul, off the album called Southern Soul OG. You can get that on Spotify, YouTube Music, Pandora, Apple Music, iHeart, Deezer, you name it. Make sure you support TK Soul. I got to keep this Southern Soul groove going. We're going to do a part two because we're going to bring you some more new Southern Soul right here on A Bowl of Soul. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. I'm also going to be going on to Threads, but I am still on Instagram at PROFTLove. Make sure you like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And like I said earlier in the podcast, in this broadcast, if you're interested in putting content on the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network, or you like to advertise on the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network or the podcast, just hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. I want to give a shout out to DPS Radio in Columbus, Ohio, they carry A Bowl of Soul. Rhythm Gold Radio in England, thank you so much for carrying A Bowl of Soul. Legend 107 Radio with the legendary Mr. Melvin Jordan, they carry A Bowl of Soul as well. Make sure you check out 105 Jam, the basement in Las Vegas. They also carry A Bowl of Soul, and I want to thank them as well. Also, I want to also thank Dow Soul Radio, my man Dallas, down in Charlotte, North Carolina, for carrying A Bowl of Soul on iHeartRadio. And also, the Sounds of Soul Radio with Karen Williams, carrying A Bowl of Soul right there on Live 365 as well. And a definite shout out to PRN.Live, the Progressive Radio Network. I want to give a shout out to PD, Program Director Kathy Davis, for keeping A Bowl of Soul alive on the Progressive Radio Network. And a special thanks to Mr. Gary Noll, who was responsible for giving me my start with A Bowl of Soul on his view. Enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul, and I look forward to bringing you part two of Southern Soul and Blues right here on A Bowl of Soul. Have a great weekend, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.